Welcome to Cleveland Clinic Cardiac Consult, brought to you by the Seidel and Arnold Miller Family Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute at Cleveland Clinic.
I'm Brian Griffin. I'm section head of cardiovascular imaging at Cleveland Clinic. I'm co-director of the mitral valve center with my friend Mark Gilanoff, who's here beside me. It's a pleasure to talk to you today.
And I'm Mark Gilanoff, chair of cardiac surgery at Cleveland Clinic and co-director of the mitral center with Dr. Griffin, who is the brains behind the operation.
We've got the course in New York in 2 weeks, Mastering the Mitral Valve, which I think will be just a fantastic course for all of the clinical scenarios that are bothersome about the mitral valve will be dealt with. And we're going to have a fantastic group of people, both from Cleveland Clinic and from outside, who are going to tell us what we should do in these situations. So I think this is going to be a phenomenal event. What do you think?
I think you hit on the key point, which is that we're going to discuss cases from the simplest everyday case to the most complex to the simple case that doesn't go quite right, and then answer the question, how do you manage these cases? What do you do for something that's simple to guarantee an outstanding result? And how do you manage the super complicated case that you're not even sure you should address, whether it's in the cath lab or in the operating room? And I think it's very important to discuss, what do you do when things don't go the way you planned? How do you get your team together to take care of issues that are going to arise from time to time? That's what I gain from courses like this, discussion amongst experts as to what should I do when I'm faced with this complex situation in the clinic or in the OR.
You know, I think that's absolutely right. And I think the complex scenarios are really increasing with the mitral valve because people living longer, their expectations are much greater. People want good quality of life. And mitral valve disease is very common. So I think, and also our ability to treat these and to understand what's going on has changed. And I think from my perspective, obviously the imaging of this has changed a lot. We now have three-dimensional approaches to really understanding the valve as it happens, if you like, before we get into the operating room or into the cath lab. And that's been a huge game changer. I think we've learned a couple of other things. You know, mitral annular disjunction is kind of a really interesting thing in terms of its proarrhythmia that we're going to discuss. Yes. We're going to have electrophysiologists there to talk about that. You know, the interface between mitral valve disease and heart failure, particularly with regard to ischemic and secondary MR, I think we're really going to get into that. So I think it'll be great. I think you're absolutely right. I think these are, you know, mitral valve seems simple, but boy, it can be pretty tough at times.
And even the simple P2 prolapse, what should you do? It used to be you wait until they have symptoms and then you operate. Now you don't wait till there are symptoms, but should you get transcatheter edge-to-edge repair? Should you get a robotic approach? Should you get a sternotomy? We have so many options that it requires a real heart team discussion, bringing in the patient to decide what's going to be the best option for each individual. Simple is not so simple anymore.
Absolutely. And I think what's exciting too is that now there will be clinical trials looking at the options, comparing people who have relatively straightforward mitral valve prolapse, whether they should have a clip, whether they should have surgery. What's the best approach? We don't know. So that's where clinical trials are really important. And of course, you've been very involved in designing these in the mitral valve space. So I think that'll be exciting too, to hear all about that.
Yeah, we'll have up-to-date information on both the NIH trial and the industry-sponsored trial for the clip or edge-to-edge repair compared to surgery and see where those are going.
I think one of the other things is we've all kind of been hanging out in COVID land, and now this is an opportunity to catch up. We're also going to have a section on what did we miss while COVID was occurring with regard to mitral valve disease, and in terms of there are quite a number of new things have occurred. Maybe we haven't, a lot of us maybe didn't hear all of those things. So we're going to discuss that too. And I think that would be really exciting. I think the other thing is it's a fabulous time to be in New York. So, you know, we mightn't get there that much ourselves because we would be pretty busy. But I think for people who come or, you know, with spouses or family or whatever, it's just the perfect time to be in New York.
New York, the holidays, the mitral valve, three good things.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. We welcome your comments and feedback. Please contact us at heart@ccf.org. Like what you heard? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen at clevelandclinic.org/cardiacconsultpodcast.